the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type into one
hand. G'day, with Dr. K. Now, many indigenous populations around the world did not have written languages, at least as we understand them today. Instead, their knowledge was often passed down through generations by spoken or oral tradition. But could they keep this knowledge intact over the generations? I mean, it's hard enough to keep a story straight over a few days, let alone thousands of years. Well, Australian Aboriginal people have accurately passed down information from one generation to the next for over 10,000 years. That's partly because this knowledge is often embedded in songs and dances, which are harder to change than a spoken story. And how do we know their oral history has remained accurate? By comparing that history to known geological events. Way back at the end of the last ice age, we had a totally verifiable event that affected the entire Australian coastline. This event was the rising of ocean sea levels. You see, a big flooding event easily makes it into the oral record because it's cataclysmic and it greatly impacts people's lives. The first Australian Aboriginal people arrived on the continent about 60,000 years ago. Our most recent ice age reached its peak around 26,000 years ago. At that point, glaciers covered huge tracts of land around the world. The ice was about 1 kilometre thick over New York, and even the Great Dividing Range in Australia was capped with glaciers. Now, the water for this ice came out of the oceans. And so, during the ice age, the ocean level around the world dropped by about 120 metres. And then the world started warming out of this last ice age a bit over 20,000 years ago. And as the ice on land melted, the ocean levels rose. We had peak ocean levels around 6,000 to 7,000 years ago. Since then, they stabilised and then fell slightly. Thanks to geological records, we are very confident about the timing of the ocean level rises. And there are many Aboriginal oral traditions that describe this rise and an associated loss of coastline. By matching both historical records, we can accurately time the big events mentioned in the stories. For example, look at Rottnest Island in Western Australia. It's about 18 kilometres offshore, west of Perth. But it wasn't always an island. One Aboriginal story says Rottnest Island, and I quote, "once formed part of the mainland. And the sea rushed in between, cutting off these islands from the mainland," unquote. The deepest part of the ocean floor between the mainland and Rottnest Island is about 7 to 8 metres. And so, using geological data, we know this event must date to a time about 8,000 years before the present. Another example comes from the Spencer Gulf in South Australia. The Noongar people have a story saying that the Gulf was previously a broad and flat floodplain, with a line of freshwater lagoons. The plain stretched inland from the ocean for nearly 200 kilometres, but it was eventually flooded by incoming seawater from the rising ocean levels. Depending on how you define how the Spencer Gulf flooded, we can date this event to somewhere between 9,700 and 12,000 years ago. And there are similar oral histories all around the Australian coastline. One tradition from Fitzroy Island off the coast of Cairns probably dates back to a time when the ocean was 65 metres lower. So using geological data, we can assume that event occurred about 13,000 years ago. Another oral history refers to the water rising and separating Bathurst Island and Melville Island from mainland Northern Territory. For the islands to be connected, the sea level would have been 12 to 15 metres lower than today. So this oral history has to go back around 9,000 years. In Victoria, numerous traditions refer to what is now Port Phillip Bay as being a good place to catch many kangaroos and possums, so it definitely wasn't a bay back then. In this case, the ocean level rise tells us that that land became a bay around 7,200 years ago. It's important to realise that for indigenous societies around the world, oral histories are not fairy tales or just legends. First, the words that are passed down through generations are ritually and deeply embedded in cultural practice. The stories carry with them explicit teachings of laws, as well as responsibilities. These stories build in the principle of unchangedness to ensure successful transmission of traditions from one generation to the next. Oral traditions cover a broad range, from stories to help little children go to sleep, to rules to live by, survival advice, and yes, straight historical facts without any embellishments. And the indigenous oral traditions of historical events can give us a better understanding of natural phenomena today. And so, while the tides have ebbed and flowed, these stories have stayed the same.